Blog Talk Radio.
We are the UR Tennis Network. Our mission is to be the voice of tennis. We enlist a team of passionate enthusiasts to promote our sport. We strive to bring interesting perspectives on the many spins of tennis. Our goal is to provide the learners of our sport with current news and information from many angles. We seek active participation from communities interested in tennis, but tennis is not interested in them. We are expanding our outreach. Tennis is a true lifetime sport that needs to be talked about, and the UR Tennis Network pledges to pursue this idea relentlessly.
Good afternoon. We want to welcome you to another episode of the American College Experience. My name is Jason Haynes. I am the host of the show. I am also the Chief Executive Officer of the UR Tennis Network. And as we've stated, we're trying to bring you tennis news, tennis information, and tennis personalities each week. We do a wonderful job of bringing forth some shows to you, and we're going to be adding shows here very soon. On Monday, we have Parenting Aces with Lisa Stone. Chuck Creasy and I are on Wednesday. Chuck does American Tennis right before I go on the air. Then my show, The American College Experience. Saturday, we have Bill Patton, who does Infinite Tennis. And we also have Saturday, we have Minorities in Tennis with Alex Chen. And we have been talking to some people. We're going to bring in Jake Duhon, and Jake does a Move Free, which is an exercise nutrition side of this, and then Dr. John Denboer, he is going to come on the air and do a mental effectiveness training podcast, and we're going to see how that works out. We hope to bring you some good information with that. So we've got several things that are working in our favor to bring you more tennis information in the course of a week, and that's all we try to do each week is, you know, we're just regular people that have regular jobs, that have a little bit more enthusiasm for talking to people and interviewing them and giving you their stories and letting you find out about the unknown tennis people that are out there. The UR Tennis Network started because it was underrepresented people. It was UR, underrepresented. Those were the people that we wanted to get to, those were the people that we were trying to talk about, and we've been doing that now for a couple of years, and we hope to continue to grow, and we hope that you will pass along by word of mouth to someone that they should listen to us on the UR Tennis Network on Blog Talk Radio. We also want to remind you that you can download our podcast on iTunes, so please feel free to visit there. So today we've got an exciting day planned. We have one of the America's top collegiate coaches coming in here. He's the University of Virginia men's coach, Brian Boland, and Brian will be in here shortly. And we're going to talk to him about his national championship run, the first in the course of school history. So it should be an exciting time. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about another college coach that I came across that just recently retired. Her name was Janice Moran. Janice retired from Orange Coast College, and she retired in May as a teacher and the women's tennis coach at OCC. She had won 23 conference crowns and 8 state championships while posting 16 undefeated seasons and having 477 victories. She did a wonderful job there for the school. She went through many, many seasons. But when she cleaned out her office last month, she said it wasn't the victories or the trophies that triggered her fondest memories. She thought it was the association with the student athletes, students, and colleagues that had the biggest impact on the Orange residents. You know, we run into this a lot as college coaches. We go out there and we represent a school or a team, and we do want to win. We want to do the best in representing our schools and our people, and we spend a lot of time on court, off court, nurturing. We spend a lot of time mentoring kids, and when it all gets said and done, I'd like to say that the wins and the losses were really important. However, it's not the wins and the losses. It's the relationships that we build with these kids, and they grow out of those each and every year. And we're excited to see that someone that had put so much time and effort into her school there at Orange Coast College, that she picks up her accolades and really realizes that it wasn't the wins and losses, it was the experience. She had played one season and then finished her education at Pasadena, and she didn't know what she wanted to do, so she decided to work in fitness. And while working on her master's degree, she served as assistant coach at Cal State LA. And they had an opening, and they invited her to apply, and she got the job. And what ended up being was, the rest of that being historic. She included an 83% winning percentage, 5 singles state champions, 8 doubles state champions, and 8 OCC Female Athlete of the Year honorees. She was named National Coach of the Year in 1999 and California Coach of the Year in 1987 and 89. So we want to wish her congratulations and hope that she does well in her retirement. It sounds like that she's got a lot to do, and so we're excited for her. Let's see here. Coming up next, we've got a story, and it is a story of a college player that has tackled amputee awareness. Greg Tedford is his name. Gray Tedford, I'm sorry. And he had a tennis scholarship to Holmes Community College. And Mr. Tedford, what he decided to do here was collect donations on a trip. A cycling route that he went from San Diego, California to St. Augustine, Florida. The donations that are collected will go to the Amputee Coalition of America and the organization's annual Patty Rosebach Youth Camp, held every July in Clarksville, Ohio. It's a camp experience for children ages 10 to 17 who have lost arms or legs, who were born with limb differences. The average cost to send a child to camp is about $1,800. He states it's going to be a hard trip. He said, I've already had 10 flats. I started off with racing tires, which are thin. I put the liners in to make them more resistant. He has parents that have lost limbs due to amputation. So this is something that holds true to his heart. The World Team Tennis season is getting underway, and the World Team Tennis rosters have been announced, and they featured some former college tennis players on there. For the Boston Lobsters, they picked up Eric Buderak and Jill Krabus. For the New York Sports Times, they have former collegiate player John McEnroe, Robert Kendrick, Abigail Spears, and Jesse Witten. The Orange County Breakers picked up Treat Huey and Steve Johnson. The Philadelphia Freemans have Coach Josh Cohen and Maria Sanchez on their team. The Sacramento Capitals have Mark Knowles, Megan Moulton-Levy, Ryan Sweeting, and Nicole Gibbs. The Springfield Lasers, they picked up Jean-Julien Rogier. The Texas Wild picked up Bob Bryan and Mike Bryan. That's a pretty good doubles team. And then the Washington Castles have Coach Murphy Jensen, Kevin Anderson, Bobby Reynolds, and Raquel Copps Jones. So I'm waiting on Coach Brian Boland. He's supposed to call in, and we're going to get an interview from him. In the meantime, I'll try to keep things lighthearted here and busy. Let's talk about the Bryans and their slam. This is an interesting thing that's happening with the Bryan brothers. Remember those two boys, they went out to Stanford University and played a couple of years, and then they decided to try the pro tennis thing. I think it was a pretty good decision. If you missed it on Saturday, they were playing in their 25th Grand Slam doubles final, and they were playing the 12th seed. They were playing the Bryans, the number one ranked team, Ivan Dodig and Marcelo Melo. And it was a tough one. The Bryan brothers lost the first five games in the match in about 16 minutes. And ultimately, the first set, and, you know, the joke was, where's the experience here? Because the other team didn't have much experience being in a Grand Slam final, and these two boys did. Eventually, though, the pendulum swung back, and the 35-year-old identical twins from California rallied to win the Wimbledon title for the third time. The score there was 3-6, 6-3, 6-4, 6-4. They did it in less than 2 hours. And it's an interesting story because the Bryan brothers now hold all of the major championships. They haven't won them in a calendar year. They're working on that at the next U.S. Open, and they won the Olympics. So they're trying to reproduce what Steffi Graf did with her slam. And I think they've got a real good chance to do it. I don't see another doubles team out there that's going to be as consistent as these two, so you might have someone that comes along as a flash in the pan and knock them off, but consistent-wise, these two guys look like they're having a lot of fun. And they're playing some very good doubles. They are trying to go for the Golden Slam. That was the name given to the Grand Slam with the Olympics, and it was given to Steffi Graf first. She won the Golden Slam, I believe, back in 1988. And so now the Bryans are on their way to doing it. And we want to wish them best of luck. It's another great example of American college tennis that worked and got players out there on the tour and that awarded them some success due to their success in college tennis. And these stories are not talked about enough in American tennis. Another great college player, Lisa Raymond, she played at the University of Florida. She reached the 2013 Wimbledon Doubles Mixed Championship, where she and her partner Bruno Soares dropped a 5-7, 6-2, 8-6 heartbreaker to Daniel Nestor and Kristina Mladenovic. It was a hard loss because Raymond and her partner actually held two match points in the third set, but weren't able to capitalize. So Nestor and Mladenovic staved off both of them en route to win. Well, the ITA is underway with their summer circuit season. Those of you that don't know much about it, that is a summer circuit season that allows college players to play during the summer and not necessarily represent, but be a part of a school-type tournament and get involved. And we hope that there are players out there that are competing in that. I know that July is a great time of the year to get some college tennis matches in, and we hope that these players are taking advantage of it. So, well, I don't think Coach Brian Boland's going to call in. This is the second time in a couple of weeks that I've had this happen, and I apologize. I'm not quite sure where my guests are or what's happening, and I'll follow up on them. And, you know, I'll be back here next week. I appreciate you listening to today, and I'm sorry it's so short. But take care and have a good day.